I'm going to warn you one more time about this magazine, Teen Vogue, before we get to our next guest, because I want you to be aware of the garbage that's being peddled to your kids. The garbage is being peddled to your kids under the idea that it's supposed to be, you know, a magazine for, you know, teens and preteens getting ready for, you know, their experiences in life. But a column published in Teen Vogue offered a grim depiction of America. Grim. And it rejects President-elect Biden's repeated calls for unity following the 2020 election. That's how the headline reads. A column in Teen Vogue offered a grim depiction of America and rejects Biden's repeated calls for unity. In a piece published Friday called Biden's Call for Unity Doesn't Square with the United States History, written by an alleged journalist, Candace Mallett, declared that the election was too close since an abhorrent president like Donald Trump received 74 million votes despite falling short of projected victory. Biden positioned himself as a unity candidate but predicted he would prioritize reaching across the aisle. How dare you do that to these deplorable people? She calls it hopelessly misguided for there to be any unity in America. Teen Vogue, file that where it belongs, in the trash can. Cancel your subscription. Do the right thing. Keep that poison and that filth away from your kids. My next guest, Clay Clark, host of Thrive Time Radio, founder of Thrive15.com. Clay, welcome back to the program.
Allow me to be here.
Good to have you here. All right, so the churches in large part are closed across this country. In many states, churches are closed, but Walmart's open. Churches are closed, but box stores are remaining open. And I wonder, as people look to find faith and they find the doors of the churches closed, what do Americans do, Clay? Because I think there's a need out there to reconnect with God, frankly, in many places, and they're being cut off. What do you make of it?
Well, there's three big ideas I want to put into the minds of everybody today, and I'll circle back to your question because it's super valid. One is if we'll remember the models that said that 2.2 million Americans might die, those models were created by Amazon, and they were funded by Amazon. An organization called the Abdul Latif Jameel Institute told you that we should shut our churches down, shut our schools down because 2.2 million people might die. Idea number two, the PCR tests that we're using to justify the lockdowns, the PCR COVID-19 tests, those are supposed to be calibrated at 17 cycles or 17 amplifications. And those are nefariously and intentionally calibrated at 35 to 40 cycles. That's the equivalent of your speedometer telling you you're driving 400 miles an hour when you're actually driving just 20 miles an hour. They're falsely calibrated to create inflated cases. Now, big idea number three, where are we getting our truth from? The CDC, on their website today, and if anybody emails me to info@thrivetimeshow.com, I will provide this document to them. The CDC is now recommending, I have it right here in front of me, they are now recommending concentration camps as a way to stop the spread of COVID-19.
Tell me about that, and what's your source for that? Now, hold on. Two things, Clay, because I can't just let you throw that out there without asking you and challenging you.
Yes.
Your calibration of COVID testing. Based on what? Based on what source? And then your assertion that there's concentration camps somewhere, anywhere planned, that comes from what's your source?
Okay, let's go with the first one. The doctors you could contact would be Dr. Richard Bartlett. He's a former top medical advisor for Governor Rick Perry. I'll give you his cell phone number after the show if you'd like. You can also talk to Dr. Jim Meehan, Tulsa doctor. I can also give you his contact information. Del Bigtree, I can give you his contact information. And as far as the concentration camps, this is actually on the CDC website where it talks about this. I mean, this is crazy. I'm going to read to you. It says, this document presents considerations from the perspective of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention for implementing the shielding program approach in humanitarian settings as outlined in guidance documents focused on camps, displaced populations, and low resource settings. And it goes on to explain that when you move somebody to a camp, they might have additional issues because they're going to be separated from their families. And it explains in great detail, horrific detail, it says, household level shielding seems to be the most feasible and dignified as it allows the least disruption to family structure and lifestyle. Critical components to maintaining compliance. However, it is most susceptible to the introduction of a virus due to necessary movement or interaction outside the green zone. less oversight, and often large household sizes. It may be less feasible in settings where family shelters are small. And it goes on to explain that says here, but at the expense of longer-term social impacts triggered by separation from family, friends, feelings of isolation and stigmatization. It goes on to explain what's going to happen when they separate you from your family. And it's on the CDC website. It's right here.
Yeah, I've actually read parts of that, so I wanted you to share that. What's the green zone, by the way? They don't explain that exactly, do they? What is the green? That's where you can go. You're allowed to go in the green zone, Clay. Vehicles parked in the red zone will be towed immediately. Vehicles parked in the red zone will be towed immediately. Their owners beaten summarily. Reminds me of the airplane movie. Clay Clark here from Thrive15.com. But here it's no joke. Here the CDC has set up the framework to move people en masse if needed, if there's an outbreak. And you have to ask yourself if this is just a training exercise. I mean, it might be conspiracy theory. But is all of this COVID-19 just a training exercise to normalize the idea of wearing masks, getting vaccines, getting herded to one side or the other, being told what to do, health department officials demanding entrance into your house, and so on and so forth? Clay?
Well, this is definitely not a training exercise. This is definitely a plan. And if all the listeners go to timetofreeamerica.com, I could give them a copy of the Rockefeller plan. It's a print plan that's been around since 2010. And it explains.
All right, hold one second there. Hold one second. We have a little issue with your audio. I want that to settle out just for a second, because I'm curious as to where we go from here. It is of great concern. Clay Clark here from Thrive15.com and Thrive Time Radio. Talking about where we go from here. We've got about 1 minute. I'll give you the last word. Pick up where you were.
I would say if you're listening right now, go to timetofreeamerica.com, timetofreeamerica.com, and go there with an open mind and verify everything I said on today's show. The models that were used to create the panic were wrong, and they were funded by Amazon. Two, the PCR tests are intentionally wrongly calibrated to create fear. Three, the amount of excess death between the year 2020 and 2016 hasn't increased, a.k.a. More people are not dying this year than they did in 2016. Because if it was the most deadly virus of all time and we did have record cases, you would think we would see record deaths. Folks, this is an entire scam. It's a fraud, and it's designed to make you give up your personal liberty. Go to timetofreeamerica.com and don't let people label you a racist, a bigot, or a conspiracy theorist. Get the facts.
There you go. Clay Clark, greatly appreciate it. Give that website one more time.
TimeToFreeAmerica.com, TimeToFreeAmerica.com. I'm working right now with Roger Stone and Lynn Wood. Everything that we are researching is right there on TimeToFreeAmerica.com.
Clay, greatly appreciate it. Have a wonderful Tuesday and a good Thanksgiving. Enjoy it with your family. I know you will.
You too, sir.
There you have it. Clay Clark, everybody. He's been here before. By the way, if you don't know who Lynn Wood is, he's working in Georgia on lawsuits against the election process there. He's a hitter. Clay Clark is as well. Greatly appreciate having him here. Quick break here on the Steve Gruber Show.
DTE believes that leaders do what's right, not what's easy. So we're building the largest wind and solar installations in the state and using cleaner natural gas. And over the next 10 years, we'll triple renewables and cut carbon emissions in half. We're committed to a future where affordable, reliable energy doesn't contribute to climate change. Because to lead, we have to do what's right. Learn more at dteCleanEnergy.com. DTE. What's the easiest way to switch to 100% clean energy? Enroll in DTE's My Green Power program. Anyone can sign up and choose the percentage of renewable energy to use. My Green Power is one of the biggest voluntary programs in the country, and you can join today. No installation, no long-term commitment, and the fastest way to help speed Michigan to a clean energy future. Visit migreenpower.com today. DTE.
When today is unpredictable, you need sound advice and strong support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals for tomorrow. Ameriprise has been guiding clients through challenging times for over 125 years. You can take comfort in working with an advisor who's backed by that strong experience and who's there to guide you with personalized, goal-based financial advice. Together, you and your Ameriprise advisor can plan your future while navigating your now. Call me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles, today at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.